The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
sports,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
Hello, and everybody, welcome to MutinyRadio.fm. Today we are with the kids radio show, and then so today we're just going to talk about Kanye West, and Pam just gave us this article. It's about Kanye West talking about the American dream. We're going to read a few words off of it. It is by Paper New York, and we're going to play some songs by him and see what we think about the article and see what we think about him. Does anybody know like who that is? Does everybody know who that is?
He's asking you guys.
Does everybody know who that is?
Kind of.
I thought Kanye West was an airline.
Okay.
That was a joke.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
It's actually a stolen joke from a comedian I know named Paul Stanford. Sorry, Paul, I stole your joke on the air.
Okay. So, who wants to read first? Should I go?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I'll go first, so... This is the part. One part of the article. There's one part of the article where it talks about how he was 10, and like this is just about how he grew up, this and how he's out of nowhere just became famous, and yes. So let me get to it. So when I was 10 years old, I lived in China at the time they used to come up and rub my face to see if the color would rub off. It was really effed up, but I feel like it was preparing me for a world perspective that a lot of my friends who never got a chance to travel didn't get. Now my perspective a lot of times is so much wider than someone who's limited to the concept of particular so-called wood that's not the real world. I take into account all of what's happened, from the boom of business in San Francisco to the poverty in Africa, and that is wide perspective. When I was in fifth grade in China, when kids would come up to me and touch my face, it was like they had never seen a black person before. But that was a while ago. That was 20 years ago. And of course, we've come a longer way. Now that's not the current state of mind on Never Let Me Down. A wrapped racism still alive. They just be canceling it. But for the next generation, that's not necessarily true. Racism is something that's taught, but for the new post-internet, post-iPad kids that have been taught to swipe before they read, it just going to affect them as much. They realize that we are no race. We're different colors. My cousin and I are different shapes, and we're all from one family. We're all from one family called the human race. It's simple. The race is up against some interesting things. Poverty, war, global warming, classism, and we have to come together to beat this. It'll only be as a collective that we can beat this, and we can create a better world for ourselves. People have asked why I don't speak out on social media, for example, about events in the country. The way I see it, it's not about a post on social media from me when there are people dying. There's people in Chicago dying. There's people all across the globe dying for no reason. There's people who never have the opportunity to live their lives for terrible, nonsensical reasons. I care about people. I care about society. I care about people being inspired. I care about people believing in themselves, because that's the scariest thing. The modern population cannot be controlled by the system. They break the system. I finished my part. Okay, so.
All right, so now we're going to play a song. So it's called Future. It goes with the article, and it's from Kanye West. Trust.
I just wanna take you out and show you off. You already know that you the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like I done won me a trophy. A trophy. I want me a trophy. I want a trophy. I just wanna take you out and show you how. You already know that you're the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like I done won me a trophy. Hey. Trophy. Hey. Trophy. I want me a trophy. A trophy. I want me a trophy. Trophy. A trophy, a trophy. Yeah. Get the on the dresser just to make that better. Gotta put you in that bitches, now you rockin' Perry Ellis. Then I leave with you, only 'cause I believe in you. We get the banging on the walls just to piss the neighbors off. You in the 12-foot ceilings, ain't just painted through the halls so I can breathe with you. I wanna live my dream with you. You say that money don't matter, it's the times and the memories. Now that getting fatter, and I know it's because of me. I know it's because of me. I know it's because of me. Got you in custody. Whoever knocking at the door, they gotta wait till we finish. I know I started at the bottom, but that ain't what we ended. I just wanna take you out and show you how. You already know that you're the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like I done won me a trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy. I want a trophy. I want me a trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy.
Trophy wife, so it's only right to live a trophy life. You grew up on J-Lo, Timberlands by Manolo now. Till one day I put an angel in your ultrasound. I wanna dip that and go. I wanna dip that and go. I made it over NBA, NFL players. So every time I score, it's like the Super Bowl. Baby, we should hit the south of France. So you could run around without the pants. I put that glacier on your little hand. Now that's the only thing without a tan. My trophy on that bound bike, I gave you only pipe. If people don't hate, then it won't be right. You could look at Kylie, Kendall, Courtney, and Chloe. All your mama ever made was trophies, right?
I just wanna take you out and show you how. You already know that you're the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like I done won me a trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy. A trophy. I want me a trophy.
trophy. I want me a trophy.
I want
a trophy.
Talk about us, about the article, another article about Kanye West. Go take it away, Renzo.
Hey, people. So, I heard a comment, a joke, about the Tile Press conference being an Illuminati moment. There was actually an Illuminati. It would be more like the energy companies, not celebrities that gave their life to music and who are pinpointed as decoys for people who really run the world. I'm tired of being people pinpointing musicians as Illuminati. That's ridiculous. We don't run anything. We're celebrities. We're the face of brands. We have to compromise what we say in lyrics so we don't lose money on contracts. Madonna is in her 50s and gave everything she had to go up on an award show and get choked by her cape. She's judged for who she adopts. F all of those sensationalism. We gave you our lives. We gave you our hearts. We gave you our opinions. Let's just tap back into the real world for a second. We can have children. Let's be thankful. We can raise our kids. Let's be thankful. But how about we raise our kids in a truthful world? Not a world based on brands and concepts of perception. Perception is not reality. When I look into North's eyes, I'm happy about every mistake I've ever made. I'm happy that I fought to bring some type of reality to this world. We choose to stay in right now, driven by brands and corporations. I also love people being inspired to follow their dreams, because I think people are oppressed by smoke and mirrors, by perception. There isn't an example of a living celebrity that has more words formed against them, but just a little self-belief can go a long way. I think the scariest thing about me is the fact that I just believe. I believe awesome is possible. And I believe that beauty is important. When I say beauty, what's your current definition of beauty? When I think beauty, I think of an untouched forest, only created by God's hand. I think of gray sky that separates the architectures from the backgrounds and creates these amazing photographs because you don't have to block the sun above you when you're talking to a photograph. I think beauty is important. And it's undetermined by our current corporate culture. When you think about the corporate office, you don't see the importance of beauty. I think all colors are beautiful. In a corporate world, only one color is. But another thing is that I believe money is important. I think that artists have been brainwashed to look at money as a bad thing. And it's not. I think they're equally important in our current civilization.
Alright, now we're gonna have another song of Kanye West, and it's called Power.
Good dreams.
Yeah. Is it playing?
Play the other one. Alright, sorry about that. We had technical difficulties. We're going to play Kanye West. Flashing Lights, the clean version, of course.
But she believe in shoes and cars, wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's departments. You more like love to start.
I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy, I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty, till I get flashed by the paparazzi. These got me, I hate these more than
I
Nazi.
As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far.
We hardly talk, I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby, hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
So now we're gonna have another article read by this guy named Diego, who looks a lot like Renzo. Take it away, Diego.
When I was 10 years old, I lived in China. I don't even know where we are.
Read anyone you want. Read the beginning part.
I know people want to talk about the American dream, but my dream is a world dream. It's a dream in which everyone's main goal would be to help each other. The first thing I told team on New Year's Day was, you know, people say bad news travels fast, but this year let's make good news travel faster. And you get back what you put out, and more positive energy you put out, the more positive energy you get back. we had to do a lot of fighting in the past couple of years to get people to understand what we want to do, what we will do, what we're capable of doing. Not just me, but nor my Donda creative team, or my design team, or my music team, but an entire generation that has the information highway that is it, and the ability to access information. Information is not only power; it's simply everything. It can be scary things for people to think universally, to think in terms of the world. It's not traditional. There's a lot of people who want to make sure things don't become a hybrid, but the internet has opened up every conversation, literally and metaphorically. It started as homogenizing, but it's a hybriding of ideas. It's necessary for the Kendrick, Taylor Swift, much information as I can, make better music in the future. We should be able to try making something that's better. It's funny that I worked in Gap in high school. Because of the past 15 years, it seems that the place I stood in the creative path be the Gap, the bridge.
So now we're gonna play Stronger by Kanye West.
Yeah. That song.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right, man, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Right,
let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a f what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real s anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take six and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Me like it. I don't know if you got a man or not. If you made plans or not. If God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in a moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a blind eye. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
older, better, faster, stronger.
Oh, that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. Hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right, man, cause I can't get much longer. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Like I never told ya.
Never.
Don't act like I
never
told ya. 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 Baby, you're making it
older, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't
can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Hello and welcome back. So right now we're gonna have a talk or a discussion about what we thought about the article and what we think about the artist. So what do you guys think about the artist first? What do you guys think about the artist?
Kanye's cool.
I don't know any of his songs. I don't know any.
I think it's pretty cool because like he inspires all like the black people, you know, like he like yeah, like he's like an inspiration, not just to them but like to everyone.
True. I don't know if any of my friends listen to this, but I don't know, but I think people might. I don't really listen to him.
I only like him because he's like a, like alongside music, he's also like highly in the fashion business. So he's like a style icon in a way. But I don't like the fact that everything he wears always prices up like by like $100. It's super expensive for some reason. I don't know why. But I think his music is cool.
Does he have a clothes company?
A clothing line?
Yeah.
No, he just collaborates with a bunch of like big companies. Like he's got a collab with Adidas coming out. I think it already did come out. And like, yeah, did you guys ever hear about like the Yeezy shoes?
What?
Yeezys?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, they go for like $5,000.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's basically like Michael Jordan and the Air Jordan.
Yeah, but way more expensive.
Okay, I'm not into fashion. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you guys think about the article?
I thought he was real with it, honestly. Like, seriously, he wasn't really talking. He was, like, talking off script as if, like, he reminds me of a teacher I had before on 10th grade, just named Mr. Free. He was real with it, like, kept telling us about life. He taught us more about life than actually school. I forget what subject he taught. Really great, except he got, like, fired because I don't know reasons, board of education, that kind of stuff. But really, he's like somebody I used to look up to. He takes looks at negative things and makes it positive. Like yeah.
Well, yeah. I have one doubt with this article. So it's that I don't believe. It might be true, but I kind of don't believe that he wrote everything by himself. Do you guys believe that?
I'm actually with you on that. I don't think he wrote everything by himself. Like, he's got a bunch of writers to write his music, so that kind of gives you a clue that he must have hired a bunch of writers to write this.
So you think he doesn't write his own music?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He's got writers to do it. Like, there's people who write music for you.
Like, they're editing
his people
music.
Do that, and they get paid a lot for it.
So it's they just basically perform the songs.
Yeah, but, like, they get, like, the full, like, basically, like, I don't know, like, let's just say Kanye, for example, he just hires, like, a bunch of guys to go into the studio with him and, like, just write music for him. Like, he writes music as well, but, like, there's people who just specifically write music. Like, if you ever look at the, like credits for albums, you get credit for, like, being a writer in the album.
So you're saying Kanye West is just the inspiration for these writers to start off somewhere?
I guess. I'm not sure. That's up to writers. I don't know.
What? Okay, so. Oh, yeah. So look at this. Yeah. I just don't believe it. He doesn't look like a writing type of person. I just don't. I'm one of those people.
So, final opinion, guys. Do you guys agree with the article or not?
Yes.
In the middle.
Diego?
Nah. And plus, I don't know. For some reason, this happens to me. Whenever I actually read, I just say the words, and I don't really get intake all the information.
Yeah. What about you, Adorno?
So I don't really know what I just read.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, because it's like, yeah, actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright. Well, reason why it's like.
He's trying to inspire people. That's why.
Alright. Well, now we're gonna play a song by Kanye West again called "Blood on the Leaves," the clean version, of course.
Yeah, Kanye West better be listening to all this.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Blood on the leaves.
I just need to clear my mind now. It's been racing since the summertime.
Please.
Now I'm holding down the summer now.
Please.
And all I want is what I can't buy now.
Blood on the
leaves. 'Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait. Yeah, I told you to wait. So I'ma need a little more time now.
'Cause
I ain't got the money on me right now. And I thought you could wait. Yeah, I thought you could wait. These bitches surrounding me. Oh, want something now, man. Then they talk about me. Would be lost without me. We could have been somebody. Thought you'd be different about it. Now I know you're not it. So let's get on with it. We could have been somebody. Said you had to tell somebody. Let's take it back to the first party. When you tried your first. It came out of your body. It came out of your body. Running naked down the lobby. And you were screaming that you love me. Before the limelight tore ya, before the limelight stole ya. Remember we were so young, when I would hold ya. Before the
limelight.
I know what I
strange fruit.
Something strange happening.
From the poplar trees.
You could have been somebody. We could have, we could have been somebody. Was it on the first party when we tried our first? It came out of our body. It came out of our body. Before they call lawyers, before you tried to destroy us, how you gonna lie to the lawyer? It's like I don't even know ya. I gotta bring it back to the know ya. Mother, 'cause I'm down with my mother, 'cause I'm down with my mother, 'cause I'm down with my. I ride with my, die, die for my. To all my second stream, try and get a baby, try and get a baby. Now you talking crazy. I don't give a if you used to talk to Jay-Z with you.
Well, thank you everybody. We're gonna have to say goodbye. Come whenever we come again. This might be the last show. And were you gonna say something, Ariel?
Yeah. Thank you, Ivan. Thank you everybody for coming every Thursday here, and also especially Pam for all her heart and commitment and effort to keep this program alive. And we're gonna take a break at least for 2 weeks. It's hard for us, so looking for more funding if you wanna collaborate with the Boys and Girls Mission Club Radio or Mutiny Radio. Also contact the club or contact the Mutiny Radio, because we don't know if we're coming back, but we hopefully we can cap after a break of 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
Bye. Everybody, say bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Mark.